din ba'ayuhu meziv. There is, of course, a mitzvah tochach. But to what extent does my chiv of tochach have to factor in the response, the consequence of my rebuke? The Gemara tells us clearly that if a person is violating an avera of the shogay, and as a result of my admonition, they're gedusa now b'meziv, what was the effect of my tochach? It didn't better the situation. It made it far worse. And therefore, we apply the principle of mutav sheh shogeg in ba'al yehu mezidin. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid writes that would be an example of an issa daraisa of lifnei v'lo sitei mechshol. I give an appropriate tochacha. As a result of my words, now I have worsened the situation. So therefore, my tochacha was a simas mechshol. In such a case, that would be asa. The Gemara gives an example of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Those that were very careful about Yom Kippur, however, not true when it comes to Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, and the Gemara says, Mutav Sheshogigin, Volume Ezid. The Gemara tells us what is so unique about that illustration, that example, to tell us that the concept of Mutav Sheshogigin is applicable even regarding that which is Daraisa. Because Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is Daraisa, and yet, Mutav Sheshogigin, Volume Ezidin. The Rishonim quote, even earlier, the Sheet of the Gaonim, that maybe it doesn't apply to every Din Daraisa, maybe Dinim Daraisa that are similar to Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, meaning that which is not Mufurish Bikra. Not Mufurish Bikra. What you find Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Ches. But just the following Ha'ara, when you look in the Darkei Moshe, the Pirush of the Raman, the Tur, there, the Darkei Moshe writes, why is there a difference between Mufurish Bakra as opposed to that which is not Mufurish Bakra? One no doubt could argue that maybe sometimes you find the halacha that something which is Mufurish Bakra is more chamor, and therefore maybe one would argue the same thing is here as well. The Ran and the Darim Dav Ches discusses that which is Mufurish Bakra is more chamor when it comes to Dine Shvu and Dine Nedarim, the Psicha Galelas of the Prima Gadin. That which is Mufurish Bakra, yes, is more chamor. But here, the Rama writes, it's not a question of Chumra versus Kula. It's simply a question of the assessment, whether indeed this is the Shogeg. And therefore, the Rama writes, it's stunning, that the assumption is, if something is Mufurish Bakra, then it's Shogeg. Really, you're unaware of that which is Mufurish Bakra. That which is Mufurish Bakra is universally known. And therefore, it's not an issue of Chumra versus Kula, but rather, indeed, is a person absolutely doing so, b'shogeg. But that's a very important chiddush with a very different twist than b'zman hazeh, that assumption that if something is mufurish b'kra, everyone is informed, and therefore, why should one assume that a person is doing so b'shogeg? Maybe in our day and age, we could say this about Aseres HaDibros, that's universal. No, but every din daraisa is mufurish b'kra, is something that people are well aware of, and therefore, perhaps, the application of mutav sheshogin, even to that which is something mufurish b'kra, clearly, a person indeed is considered to be b'shogin. But for our purpose, the Gemara cites Tosefes Yom HaKippurim as an example of that which is daraisa. So therefore, that indeed a drasha gemara. The question, of course, is as follows. That which the Gemara tells us not only Yom Kippur, but even its application to Shabbos and to Yontif, to what extent is that also a din daraisa? Maybe that is only a din derabanan, or maybe one could argue Tosefes is limited to Yom Kippur. It doesn't apply to Shabbos and Yontif. And this is a significant machlokes rishon. Whether Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif, indeed is a din daraisa. If you look in Or Zeruah and Hilchos Erev Shabbos, there Zeruah points out that Tosefes Shabbos yes a din daraisa, and quotes the following raya from the mitzvah of Kiddush. The Gemara tells us in Brachos and Avchav Zayin that Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Erev Shabbos, that Rav used to daven Ma'ariv early on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara and Avchav Zayin today's raises the issue. Okay, tefillah, I understand. What about when it comes to Kiddush? Is one allowed to make Kiddush Mibog Yom? And the Gemara says that yes. Not only Tzali Shal Shabbos, Berev Shabbos, but Umekadesh. Kiddush as well. course, as the Ruhr writes, Kiddush already is a mitzvah. Darais, the Sugim Brachos and Dachav, Shavuos and Dachav, Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So Kiddush is a mitzvah Darais. Kiddush apparently must be made on Shabbos. So how is that possible? The answer is Tosefes Shabbos. And that's the Raya of the Ur Zeruah, that Tosefes Shabbos must indeed be a din Daraisa. Madhavram writes, we paskin, like the Shita, that Tosefes Shabbos is a din Daraisa as well, and therefore Tosefes can be invoked when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush. Other Rishonim disagree. The Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, the Shita of Mordechai in the second parak of Megillah, Rabbeinu Tovia, that maybe Tosefes is only a din Rabbanan, and a stunning omission in the Rambam. You do not find at all in the Rambam the mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yantin. The Rambam just quotes this in Hilchos Shvisa Sasar. When the Rambam describes Yom HaKippurim, he has a mitzvah of Tosefes. And when you look at the formulation of the Rambam, even regarding Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, that also was striking, because I would have said Tosefes means Tosefes Inui and Tosefes Malacha. And yet, when the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Tosefes, the Rambam only emphasizes Tosefes Inui, even on Yom Kippur. The Rambam makes no reference at all to Tosefes Malacha. See, if you assume there's Tosefes Malacha, that can serve as a common link to extend it to Shabbos and Yom Tov. But if you assume that Tosefes is driven by Inui, so how would one extend it then to Shabbos and Yom Tov? That I would argue is l'shitase. The Rambam, who emphasizes the mitzvah Tosefes Yom HaKippurim as Latzum Mis'anos Mibon Yom, it's clear then that it would be difficult to imagine then the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yantiv. Magid Mishnah writes that indeed the Ram does not have the mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yantiv. And Magid Mishnah writes that means Lo Matzino Kabbalah Oseres, that according to the Rambam Shita, there's no tool, there's no device, there's no chalos of Tosefes Shabbos. Magid Mishnah writes this in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Hanukkah. That's where the Magid Mishnah describes the Shabbos Hanukkah. What do you do first? Ner Shabbos, Ner Hanukkah. Magid Mishnah writes, according to the Rambam Shita, it's clear, Ner Shabbos, because Tadir Rishinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. And the assumption that, what do you mean? If you're Mavlik the Ner Shabbos, that is an acceptance of Shabbos, Tosefes, and therefore you can no longer, the Magid Mishnah writes, but not according to the Rambam. Bahag yes, but not according to the Rambam, because Lo Matzinu, Kabbalos Eres. So number one, the Rambam stresses only Tosefes Inui. Number two, the Rambam does not reference Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yantiv. I'll tell you number three, a stunning chiddush of Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis and Tainis and Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav, where the Rambam has one other place of a mitzvah of Tosefes. The Rambam has not Tosefes Shabbos, not Tosefes Yantiv. The Rambam has Tosefes Tisha B'Av. A stunning chiddush. Ein ben Tisha B'Av Yom HaKippurim. There's a mitzvah of Tosefes on Yom Kippur. The Rambam writes there's a mitzvah of Tosefes when it comes to Tisha B'Av. What exactly is the Rambam Shita? That Tosefes is not halach in Kedushas Hayom. Tosefes is halach in Tainis Tzibur. V'inisim es nashos Sefer. So the Rambam emphasizes Tosefes Inui. The Rambam does not have Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yantiv, but the Rambam has Tosefes Tisha B'Av. Stunning chiddush in the Rambam Shita. You don't find that in Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam, even the Mashmos Yad HaChazaka, maybe that's not true, but Mefurish, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, Dalet Vav and Tainis, that there's a concept of Tosefes when it comes to Tisha B'Av as well. So that is the Shita Sarambam. What then do you do with the Gemara of Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos, Berer Shabbos, Brachos Dav Chav Zayin? When the Rambam quotes that Gemara, the Rambam explains it very, very differently. The Rambam writes that what right do you have to daven Maariv early? Nothing to do with Tosefes. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tefillah, that is because Tefillah Sarvis is Rishus, and Ein Medaktik in Bizman. That's because of the nature of Tefillah Sarvis. And the Rambam writes exclusively, it's not limited to Shabbos. The Rambam writes that one can daven Maariv early even on Motzai Shabbos, because Tefillah Sarvis is indeed Rishus. That's a double chiddush of the Rambam. Number one, the Etzim Halacha is clear. And that is, the service of Shus means the allowance to daven early. That's not found explicitly in the Gemara at all. That itself is a great Kiddush in the Rambam. Number two is that a further Kiddush in the Rambam, that was not only true then, but it's even true now. Even true now. Because no doubt one simply could have argued as follows, whatever was true of Tefillah Arvis for Shus maybe is no longer true. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah, that what do you mean? Kfar nagu kol Yisrael b'chol makom osmos roseihem. Shavu alek echova. That no, that was, but not is. Now, we treat Arvis as a Tefillah Chova. So it's stunning that the Rambam has nafkaminas lemaisa, even though the Rambam writes that recognize that bizman hazeh kfar nagu kol Yisrael. I would say that this perhaps is clear raya to the chiddush that Reb Chaim maintains, Perek Yud of Hilchos Tefillah, that shavu alek echova does not mean that bechefza, that Marib is equivalent to Shabbos Simincha. Shachris Simincha is a Tefillah Schova. Marib remains a Tefillah Asrashus. Shavu alek echova means, ooh, as Reb Chaim writes, according to the Rambam, there's a Chovas Hagavra to daven a Tefillah Nedava each and every night. But the Tefillah remains a Dvar Rashus, even though yesh, Kfar Shavu alek echova, and that's the secret to the Rambam Shita of Nizkar Shekfar Hispala, where the Rambam writes that clear nafkamini, even the halacha, that if a person's davening Mariv, middle of Shmon Esrei, he realizes, I already davened Mariv. The Rambam writes, if this was Shachas Simincha, Posek Afilu Be'emtza HaBracha, based on the Sugin Brachos and the Chavalev, the Rambam writes, not true when it comes to Arvis. Just simply continue. The Ravid writes, Rein Kanach Hasruach, how could that possibly be? Question, what exactly is the Hasaga? But what is the Shita Sarambam? That Bechevtza, Mariv was and always remains a Tefillas Rishus. And therefore, even in Iskar Shikfar Hispalel, there's nothing wrong with continuing Adaita de Rishus, because the Tefillah is always a Tefillas Rishus. What do you mean that Shavila Kechova? Shekechova means a Chovas HaGavra to daven a Tefillas Adava each and every day, but in terms of the composition of the Tefillah, it remains a Tefillas Rishus. So therefore, there's nothing wrong, literally, min b'mino, to begin thinking that you didn't daven Maariv and all of a sudden realizing midstream that you did, but there's nothing that changes. Mashenkin, if this would be Shachris and Mincha, you began as a Tefillas Chova, you can't shift gears in the middle to a Tefillas Nedava. You have no choice but Posek Afilu Be'emza Abracha. So when the Rambam has nafkaminas between Tefillas Chova as a Tefillas Rishus, the Rambam writes, that's the allowance, Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos, Berev Shabbos. Not as Rashi writes in Brachas Chosayim because of Tosefes, but simply because Tefillas Arvis is indeed Rishus. And what about Kiddush? Kiddush is not Rishus. Kiddush is a mitzvah darais. Zocher Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And the Gemara says you can go ahead and daven earlier. How in the world is that? Is that possible? To make Kiddush early? Davening, okay. But when it comes to Kiddush, so the Rambam writes a further stunning Kiddush. And that is, has nothing to do with Tosefes. The Rambam writes in Perek Chof Tesef of HaShabbos, V'yesh L'Ladim L'Kadosh Mibol Yom, The Rambam writes that you can be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush before Shabbos begins. That's the stunning Kiddush of the Rambam. The Tosfos HaRosh writes, Shenemar zecher es yom haShabbos l'kadsho, v'lo ksiv zecher b'yom haShabbos l'kadsho. Kiddush zechira Shabbos is samach l'knisas haShabbos, or samach yetzias haShabbos. And Poshub Shat, the Raim Uchachas, according to the Rambam, is that that very Gemara in Brachos Nachav Zayin that says that you can make Kiddush early, the Gemara writes that if necessary, you can make Havdalah early as well. A person can fulfill the Chovas Havdalah, Mibod Yom, even though Shabbos has not yet departed. How is that possible? Especially in light of the Rambam Shita, that the mitzvah of Zocher Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is not only Kiddush, but it's also Havdalah. Havdalah, according to the Rambam, is a din d'araisa. This is not a kula because Havdalah is only a din d'rabanan. So if the Gemara tells us you can be mavdo mibod yom, and you can make kiddush mibod yom, the answer can't be tosefes. The answer, according to the Rambam Shita, is that you see from here that kiddush can be fulfilled, or havdalah can be fulfilled, some of the knisas hashabbos, some of the yitzias hashabbos, and that is considered to be sufficient. It's not surprising, because the Rambam defines the mitzvah of zachris yom hashabbos lekadsho as zochreyu zechiras shevach, to be able to be mishabeach the Shabbos, to praise the Shabbos, to set Shabbos apart from v'yimei hachol. Unlike Ramban, Ramban in Aseres HaDibros writes such a kiddush that the mitzvah of kiddush is comparable to Yovel, just like when it comes to Yovel, the kiddashtem, your mekadesh, the shnasei Yovel. The same thing is true, the Ramban writes when it comes to kiddush, your mekadesh the yom, your mekadesh the yom. An incredible kiddush of the Ramban. Zachris yom Shabbos lekadsho, the Ramban shita, that kiddush is a form of being mekadesh the yom. And even though the sugya beis adaf yedzayin, the kiddush of Shabbos is mekadesh v'kayma, it's fixed, it's set, it doesn't require kiddush bezdin, that's true. It doesn't require kiddush bezdin, but nonetheless, there's a mitzvah of kiddush. A mitzvah hakdisha. The sugya nedar, amadav yegimel. You have a kedushas bechor. The kedush is mirechem. But nonetheless, a mitzvah lahakdisha. It's not a steer to assume that you can have an inherent kedusha. And yet, a mitzvah lahakdisha. Ooh, that's sugya nedar. To what extent is bechor called the davar hanadar? To what extent is bechor considered to be a davar ha'asur? Why is it considered davar asur? Because the kedusha is mirechem. Why is it considered to be a davar hanadar? Because a mitzvah lahakdisha. Even if the kedusha exists, but a mitzvah lahakdisha. Pashup Shara would argue, maybe more than a mashal, that just as when it comes to kedusha spachar, there is a hagdar of a mitzvah lahakdisha. And Rabbi Yaakov Shita, mamish, is a davar hanadar. The same thing the Ramban assumes when it comes to kiddush. Of course, the kedusha of Shabbos is mekadsha v'kayma. That's true. But a mitzvah, lahakdisha. If it's a mitzvah lahakdisha, I will tell you that what is true of kiddush is not true of havdalah. Kiddush can be called, as the Ramban writes, a mitzvah lahakdisha. That's not what you're doing when it comes to havdalah. The Ramban would not seamlessly argue what's true of kiddush is true of havdalah. There are different makoros for havdalah, or chusayim, havdalah is the Rabbanah. But if the mitzvah of Zachris Yom Shabbos Lekadsho is not to be mikadesh the yom, but rather to be mishabeach the yom, in such a case, then I can argue that, you know what? It's true, b'chnisaso, v'yitziaso. How is it that one is mishabeach the day of Shabbos? The Rambam is explicit. No, by setting Shabbos apart from the mehavol. So therefore, if that's the hagdar of kiddush, to bookend, set Shabbos apart, not so surprising that what is true of kiddush is true of havdalah, as the Rambam l'shita say. If it's to be mekadesh the yom, I would tell you, well, that has to be on Shabbos. But the Gemara says you can make kiddush early. Well, that would give rise then to tosefes, or the rezarua. You're mekadesh the yom ayidei tosefes. But if it holds the Rambam shita, that no, that there is no tosefes, and therefore, when you're making kiddush, you're not being mekadesh the yom, being mishabeach the yom. Maybe not so surprising then that one could be mekadesh or mavdil mibod yom, as long as it is, as the Rambam writes, some of the knisas haShabbos, some of the yitzias haShabbos. That is considered to be sufficient. And therefore the Rambam assumes what's true of kiddush is true when it comes to havdalah as well. So that's striking kiddush. The Rambam shita that even kiddush, does not assume that there's a mitzvah of tosefes. But rather, it tells you something about the nature of, not tosefes, the nature of kiddush. That kiddush is zochreyu zechira shevach, and that can already be expressed mibod yom. So therefore the Rambam shita that no tosefes Shabbos, no tosefes yontif, that extreme formulation of Magid Mishnah, literally, lo matzino kabbalah al sellers. There's no chalos. But nonetheless, you can daven early. You can go ahead and make kiddush early. Because after all, that yesh lo makadesh mibod yom, v'afal pi shelo nichnasa hashavos. Perhaps that's the shitas haram. We assume, as mentioned, that there is a mitzvah of Tosefes. The Mechaber quotes it as a Yeshomrim, Pashup Shah, because of this Rambam, that no, but the Mechaber assumes, yes, a mitzvah of Tosefes. Magen Avraham writes, we assume Tosefes Shabbos is indeed a din deraisa, not only when it comes to Yom Kippur, but even when it comes to Shabbos itself. And a fascinating deal that when a person, yes, does so, when they're mosif mechol hakodesh, when they accept upon themselves the fact that it is now Yom Kippur, Shabbos, and Yantiv, what exactly is accomplished? What's explicit in the Gemara is that there is Nisr Malacha, that's clear. Tosefes Sinu, Tosefes Malacha. May the Ram passes like Yerushalmi, not like that Sugya, and Yom Adav Pei Aleph, the Gon writes, but in the Bavli, Pei Aleph, there's Nisr Malacha, and Yom Kippur, Inuyim. Is there an onesh of Kare Skila Chatas? Absolutely not. That's Betzem Hayom Hazeh. Okay, so that's clear in the Gemara that, yes, there is a Chalos, there is no onesh, but what about when it comes to other elements of the mitzvah sayon? The Gemara is explicit about tefillah, that's true. The Gemara is clear about kiddush mibod yom. What about when it comes to sukkah? What about when it comes to sudah shabbos? Could a person be soed mibod yom? Right, this time of year, you know, that shkia, say, is pretty late. A person, let's say, will make early shabbos, okay, tosefes. A person with Makadesh Mibod Yom, yes, Brachos Chav Zayin. What about when it comes to the Suda Shabbos? The Suda Shabbos. Can a person be Soed Mibod Yom? That's the deal in Tosus, Psachim Dav, Tzai Tesim, Abeis. Is that a possibility? Why would one argue that that really is considered to be different at all? So here in Siman Reish Sadi Aleph, the Taz quotes the Marshal, as a Sefer HaChasidim as well, but wait. You know, when it comes to Kiddush, okay, Zachar es yom haShabbos l'kadsho, that diyuk of the Tosfos Rosh, lo k'siv Zachar b'yom haShabbos l'kadsho. What about when it comes to Suda Shabbos? So there we've discussed earlier, the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin, that ichlu hayom, ichlu hayom. The achila has to be hayom, hayom. And one could raise the issue, is Tosefes Shabbos sufficient in order to fulfill that chiyuv of Ichlu hayom, ki Shabbos yom Hashem. Maybe Ichlu hayom means that that's a mayom hazeh, as opposed to the window of Tosefes. And that's the chumrah of the Marshal, where the Marshal maintains that, yes, it's true, that Kiddush can be mibod yom, but not Suda, not Suda. Suda requires the day of Shabbos himself. As Mishnah Berurah quotes, that in chayish for the sheet of the Marshal, to see to it that you have a kazayis sefas. Balayla, because after all, ichlu hayom, and the Taz disagrees. The Taz maintains that no, the Tosefes is sufficient even when it comes to Suda Shabbos, and Tosefes is enough. One can literally bench before Shkia, and that is considered to be the kiyum of ichlu hayom. The Taz that explains this in greatest length is a lengthy Taz elsewhere, Tofrei Samaches, where the Taz points out that there's an incredible strength and capacity to the mitzvah of Tosefes. The Taz writes the following, that Misha Hosif Mechala Kodesh, you begin early, Kfar Holach, V'cholach, L'Avchova Sayom, V'havi Kalayla V'machar Mamesh. The previous day has ended, the new day has begun, and therefore, of course, this is considered to be Ichlu hayom. Whereas Boshev Shat and Marshal, no, the day is not transformed. There is an Isra Malacha. There is no Chiyuv of Onesh, but yes, an Isra Malacha is superimposed on Friday and Erev Shabbos. But the Taz writes that's not true. That literally, Havi Kalayla, V'machra Mamash. And therefore, the Taz writes, you can be Soed Mibod Yom, you can bench before Shkia, and you will fulfill the halacha of ichlu hayom, or Zuru writes, and halacha is a din daraisa, that's sufficient. Ichlu hayom, al yedei tosefes. And the Marshal disagrees and says that's not true. The Taz assumes the day is converted, the day is transformed. Previous day comes to an end, the new day has dawned, but not true, according to the chiddush of the Marshal. And that, l'chor, is the shitase of that lengthy Taz, Tafrei Samaches. That, of course, is the sin of Shmini Atzeres, of Shmini Atzeres. How does Tosefes Shmini Atzeres impact on Yeshiva B'Sukkah? After all, it's Hoshana Rabbah, and all of a sudden now I begin the Antif of Shmini Atzeres early, and indeed there is a mitzvah Tosefes, so now exactly what? And do I argue that, look, yeah, I'm making Kiddush for Shmini Atzeres, but it's still Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah, what do you mean? There's a Chiyuv Darais of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. And therefore, to be soed anywhere else would not be an option. Or do I argue that, no, you're Mosif Mechalal Kodesh, the day is Kashor, and Shmini Atzeres indeed has begun. So the Marshal Shitase writes, you know, this is a real problem. You're going to be Mosif Mechalal Kodesh for Shmini Atzeres. So now. Of course, that you're going to be eating in the Sukkah, even Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be eating in the Sukkah. No, because this is still Hoshana Rabbah. And you're going to be obligated to make a bracha of Leishei B'Sukkah, because the day is not transformed just because you were Mosif Mechala Kodesh. On the other hand, you're going to be making Kiddush for Shmini Atzeres, which is an absolute regal b'fnei atzma, and you're going to be reciting a Leishei B'Sukkah to Mezalzel, the Kedushas Ayom of Shmini Atzeres. So the Marshal writes, you really can't win, and therefore Enochinam. So the Marshal writes that, wait. Only go ahead and wait till after Tzeisa Kochavim. And now you can go ahead and, oh, Meisi Vasinam, Bruchli Barachinam, Sukkah without a Brach, and Eretz Yisrael, Babayis. But in an earlier time, the Tosefes does not have the capacity to argue that Shmini Atzeres has come to an end, and therefore you have to avoid, and therefore just as hungry as you are, just wait. And the Taz writes that Lama gozer tainus v'chinam, a tainus, you have to wait and starve and just go ahead and treat it as Shmini Atzeres, the Taz writes. Because that's where the Taz writes that, what do you mean you are Mosif Mechala Kodesh? And literally, that far halach v'cholav v'chova seyom v'habi galaydo v'mochra mamesh. Hoshana Rabbah is history. Now, Shmini Atzeres. And therefore we treat it as the day of Shmini Atzeres. That's a Taz in the Marshal. Reish Tari Aleph, that's the Taz in the Marshal. Well, the Shitasei, where the Talas assumes that yes, the day is converted, it's transformed, the new day has begun. And according to Marshal, no, that there is an Isser Malacha, but the previous day remains intact. And in such a case, that would not be the case. You know, this Taz sheds light on the Taz in Tav Tzari Dalet when it comes to Shavuos. Because, of course, the Taz is the one who writes that Tosefes should pose a problem when it comes to Shavuos. Because, after all, you're going to begin Shavuos early. Let's see, Daf and Maariv mi bol yom. So, in effect, what have you done? Havi kalayla v'machar mamish. Halach v'chol v'chol v'sayom means that the previous day has cut short. The previous day is cut short. That's a problem. That's the problem, the Taz. Because here, after all, right, the underlying principle of Sfiras Omer is Tmimos Dehiyah. Tmimos Dehiyah. Now, so many different manifestations of Tmimos. Now, it's a Hashkafa. Now, that Hachana for Kabbalah Sator has to be a Tamim Dehiyah. It has to be a Tmimos. Now, there has to be a seamlessness, a cohesiveness. It has to be incessant. No, it can't be interrupted. No, what's true of the technicalities of the mitzvah series is true in the more global issue of how it is that you position yourself for the essence of Kabbalah Satorah itself. And therefore, Tmimus Tiana means that only after the completion of Shavuos begins, and that's the Chiddush of the Taz, that flies in the face of Tosefes. Not so obvious at all. When you look at the Rosh in the very beginning of Arvei Pesachim, Yud Aleph, the Rosh indicates that, you know, in the Lo Seder, we wait until Laila, Poshub Shat in the Rosh, that's not true when it comes to the Antif of Shavuos, the Karban Sama writes on that Rosh, that isn't it clear from the Rosh against the Taz in Tav Tzari Dalet, where Tosefes is a problem in Shavuos, the Rosh does not maintain it's a problem on Shavuos, but our practice of waiting until Laila in order to go ahead and to Daven Maariv on Shavuos. But realize that when you see the other cases of the Taz, that yeah, that's what Tosefes does. Tosefes has the capacity to transform, to convert, that halach b'chol v'chovah seyom have kalai de v'achar mamish. So therefore, you know what? On a regular day of Shabbos, that would allow you to be soed mibon yom. And when it comes to Shmini Atzeres Yirai, that we can treat that window of time as Shmini Atzeres no longer Hoshana Rabbah. But in effect then, that would mean that beginning Shavuos early is cutting the Yemei HaSfira short, and that is the Chiddush of the Taz, that now that poses a problem when it comes to the Yantif Shavuos. So when you see that lengthy Taz in Tafrei Samaches, it's not surprising that the Taz in Reish Tzadi Aleph when it comes to Siddur Shabbos, or the Taz in Taf Tzadi Dal when it comes to the Yantif of Shavuos, would weigh in on the ability of Tosefes Shabbos. And here, no, Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yantif, would pose a problem for Shavuos, because the previous day indeed is cut. And perhaps to an extent, another Taz, and maybe this is even more than just another example, but he Hanosenes is Machlokas, the Taz in Magen Avraham and Tafayin Beis, when it comes to Lel Hasid. There it's interesting that even the Taz agrees, when it comes to Lel Seder, we wait until Laila. When it comes to the mitzvah sayom, even though the Taz writes, there is a sheet of Rabbi Yudah Chassid, the Tosus Rabbi Chassid and Brachos Navchavzayim, that writes that Tosefis is good even for the Lel Seder, even for Korban Pesach, even for the mitzvah sachid, the daraisa, stunning chiddush, that's mufurish, Tosus Rabbi Yudah Chassid, Brachos Navchavzayim, but the Taz does not go that far. The Taz writes that the Lel Seder, we wait, mufurish and shochana, that we're obligated to wait. And maybe that's part of the reenactment of Yetzias Mitzrayim, not only in terms of the Prote HaMitzvah, but also even in terms of the Kfiyas HaZman. But wait. What's difficult, the Taz is bothered by, is the following, that wait for what? Wait for what? So we discussed before Pesach, the Kiddush of Mechaber Tafayim Beis, that wait for Kiddush. Wait for Kiddush. Ein Omrim Kiddush HaShetashim. And that is a Kiddush of Mechaber that bothers the Taz, the Magen Avraham. Wait for Kiddush. Why wait for Kiddush? Good, I understand. So again, Sachin Dav Kuchav, that matzah. And matzah requires Seisa Kochavim. Okay? By the time you get to matzah, it's going to be Lachar, Seisa Kochavim. That's clear. And even if you'll tell me, you Shuma Sadesh, Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim, Babur Zeh, V'shashish Matzu, Mar Menach Nefaracha, means even Lafuke Tosefes. Okay, so you know what? We'll make sure to eat the matzah. We'll make sure to have the mara. We'll have ample Yetzias Mitzrayim. La'achar Tzeisach Kochavim, but why not get started? Why not get started? Why bedafka do you have to wait even for Kiddush? Why do you have to wait until Tzeis to begin the Seder? So if you look in Magen Avraham and Tafayim Beis, the Magen Avraham writes very simply, what's true of Korban Pesach, what's true of Matzah, what's true of Maror, is true of all the mitzvah salayla, including the mitzvah of dalakosos. And therefore, if you're going to ask me, what is the zman of dalakosos? You know what the answer is? The zman of dalakosos is determined by Pesach, Matzah, Maror. And therefore, of course, you have to wait until Tzeis. Just like you have to wait until Tzeis for Achilas Matzah. You have to wait until Tzeis for Kiddush, not Bidine Kiddush, Magen Avraham writes, but because of the kiyum of Dalakosis. I would tell you some chidushim, right? According to that Magen Avraham, that the reason the Mechaber insists on says for Kiddush is because Dalakosis requires that Kfiyas Hazman. So I'll tell you a few possibilities. That number one is, if that's what's driving the Kiddush of the Mechaber, so I would tell you the corollary. What's true of the first Kos is true of the last Kos. And just like the first Kos has to be after Tzeis, the last Kos would have to be before Chatzos. Because the halacha is that Dalet Kosos has to be at the time of. And if the time of, according to Rav Elazar ben Azari, is Tzeis until Chatzos, so therefore make sure, not just make sure to have the Afikomen before Chatzos, make sure to have the last Kos before Chatzos. Because just like you're going to wait for Kos 1 until after Tzeis, you make sure that you're going to have Kos 4 before Chatzos Halayla. Or what about the following, according to Magen Avraham? A person made a mistake, and he made Kiddush early. He made Kiddush early. So what exactly should he do now? So the following possibility, Magmar doesn't write explicitly, but the Chor is follows. Kiddush, one could argue, yeah, he was Yotzei. Kiddush we allow for Tosefes. The problem is the mitzvah of Dalakosos. Could one split off the key of Kiddush and the key of Dalakosos? A person goes ahead, let's say, and make Kiddush at the Seder, and all of a sudden he realized that I didn't drink the kos beheseva, the sugi and daf kuches. I'm going to tell that person, ooh, you know what, that the Rush is machmer, a suffik and tosus, the Rambam not, but the Rush says, you know, it's li'ikuva. Li'ikuva what? Repeat Kiddush. Don't repeat Kiddush. Kiddush are Yotzei, but there's something lacking with the kima of Dalakosos. What happens if you're Yotzei Kiddush, but you're lacking the kima Dalakosos? You know what the answer is? So now just drink another kos beheseva. And therefore, you can salvage that kiyum, but without repeating the Kiddush. Before one could argue the same thing according to Magen Avraham, a person was Mekadesh mi bon yom, that it's not driven by the Kiddush of Shabbos or the Kiddush of Yontif, but rather driven by the kiyum of Dalakosos, and maybe all that would require is now a Shkiyas HaKos La'achar Tzeis, but not the repetition of. Or what about the following? Now, another Magen Avraham, Tafrei Shlamet Tes. What about when it comes to Sukkos? What about when it comes to Sukkos? After all, that Rama writes that, you know, Tesvav, Tesvav, what's true of Pesach is true of Sukkos as well. And therefore, just like we're so'ed, balayla, la'achar tzeis, the same thing is true when it comes to Sukkos as well. Sukkos as well. So the Magen Avraham there, and Tafrei Shlamet Tes raises the following issue. You know, minutes are very important. No? So you know what? What about making Kiddush a little bit earlier on Sukkos? And you know what? By the time we make Kiddush, by the time we get our act together, by the time everybody goes in and washes, by the time we get back, you know what? Good. The Achila is going to be La'achar Tzeis. But that's going to take like 10 minutes. No? So what about making Kiddush early? And we'll see to it that the Achila HaRishon is La'achar Tzeis. So the Magen Avraham writes, in principle, that should work. In principle, that should work. Because even though on Pesach, the Mechaber writes, wait to make Kiddush. Yeah, but that's only Midin Dalakosos. Midin Dalakosos. And even if you assume a Tesav Tesvav in terms of the mitzvah Sachila, but obviously no Dalakosos. If what's driving the Mechaber, waiting for Kiddush on Pesach is Midin Dalakosos, so therefore, that should not apply when it comes to the case of Sukkos. Well, that's the starting point of Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham continues and writes that, no, but look, you know what? Part of our Kiddush is the Brach of Shechianu on Sukkah, and part of it is the Leishei B'Sukkah. Okay, so we incorporate the Achila B'Sukkah as well. But the starting point of Magen Avraham is that, in principle, that split would make absolute sense. That, in principle, wait for Kiddush and Pesach, but don't wait for Kiddush and Sukkah, because if what's driving is Dalakosos, an obvious difference. So those are three differences when it comes to Magen Avraham, the last kos, the person who was Mekadesh mi bod yom, or the link between Pesach and Sukkos. If you look in the Taz and Tafayin Beis, there the Taz writes the following. You know why the Mechaber tells us that Kiddush has to be after Tzeis because of the following? That this is how the Prima Gaonim explains that Taz even more explicitly. And that is that we assume, of course, that Kiddush has to be B'makom Suda. Kiddush has to be B'makom Suda. What does B'makom Suda mean? So, a series of din. The number one, literally, place. B'makom Suda. You can't go ahead and make Kiddush and be so in there. Okay. Furthermore, a shihu yizman. I'll make Kiddush and I'll return to the very same chair. But you know what? I'm going to return a couple hours later. You're going to tell me that's not Kiddush B'makom Suda. Because if there is such a lapse of time, a shihu yizman, so therefore, that also is part of the demands of Kiddush HaMakom Suda. So Kiddush HaMakom Suda requires that there can't be a lapse of time, there can't be a Shinui Makom, okay? Is there a third aspect to Kiddush HaMakom Suda? Ooh, and that's the Kiddush of the Taz. That Kiddush HaMakom Suda demands that Kiddush has to be Bizman HaRoya L'Suda. Bizman HaRoya L'Suda. That's the Kiddush of the Taz. That Kiddush can only be fulfilled at the time of. Wow. That's the chiddush of the Taz Hashita. So the Taz writes, that's pshat in the chamer. Now, when it comes to the Suda, what exactly is the Suda Sabesach? Let's assume poshut pshat. The Suda is Pesach Matzah Maror. That's the mitzvah sachila. That is part of. You know, Tosos writes in Brachos that, of course, you don't make a bracha of Bari Pri Adama on Maror, because Maror is Dvarim HaBoim Achmas HaSuda. That's part of the Suda. Now, you're going to argue that this is not part of the Suda Salayla. Really, Maror is not part of the Suda Salayla. And you're going to make a separate bracha on. Two different days in Tosos. Now, the Tosos Kuftes Vav Misachim against that Tosos and Brachos. But Tosos says that, you know, what greater example of Dvarim HaBoim Achmas HaSuda than Pesach Matzah Maror? That is Rachmana Kavechova. That's the mitzvah. That's the menu. So that's the chiddush. That all has to be lachar tzeis. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make chiddush now. Because by the time I get to matzah, it's going to take hours, no? It's going to be lachar tzeis. No, that's not called chiddush bisman harayah l'suda. That's the chiddush of the Taz Hashita. So that's exactly what the Mechaber writes. Wait for chiddush. I would argue that, you know what, those nafkaminas I had according to Magen Avraham are no longer true. Is it self-evident in the Mechaber that if you have to wait for the first kos, you better make sure to have last kos before chatzos? According to the Taz, not necessarily. If the halacha is that all the mitzvahs have to be sandwiched between, okay. But if this is uniquely true when it comes to Kiddush, because Kiddush HaMakom Suda, there's ample basis to distinguish. The first kos, yes, but maybe not the last kos. Maybe the last kos can drag a little bit, because in principle, one could argue that mechatesi, that all of the, not all of the, kiddush, because midine kiddush. And let's assume the other possible difference, according to Magen Avraham, that a person made kiddush too early. You know what it is, according to the Taz? That would be kiddush shelo b'makom suda. If his kiddush shelo b'makom suda, what exactly does that mean? You know what? So just drink another kos. No. Don't drink another kos. That's mafurish shemechav reisha and gimel. If his kiddush shelo b'makom suda, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush. It doesn't help just to drink another kos. You weren't yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush. And here I'll tell you the following. If it's driven by kiddush shemakom suda, so if the mitzvah of sukkah dictates that the suda's halala has to be lachar tzeis, you better wait until says to make kiddush on sukkahs. Good, it's going to take you another 10 minutes by the time everybody goes in and washes, everybody comes out. But to be mekadesh at a time, it's not bray the suda. So maybe that's insufficient as well. So maybe that one diuk in the Taz against the three possible nafkaminos, according to Magen Avraham. But once you see this Taz, that kiddush always, has to be bizman harayah l'suda. Oh, so I'll tell you the following. That earlier Taz, Reis Tariyah, what was that chumrah of the Marshal, the chumrah of the Sefer HaChasidim? Good, the Gemara says that you can make kiddush mivod yom. That's true of kiddush, but it's not true of suda. So therefore, you know what? Start your suda. But make sure to have a kazayis sepas lachar tzeis kochavim, because after all, the pasuk says ichlu hayom. So therefore, see to it that the Taz disagrees. Of course the Taz disagrees. Now, according to the Taz, can't be, no? Because that position of the Marshal, good for Kiddush, but not good for Suda, that can't be. Because the way the Taz understood that Kiddush Makom Suda requires that Kiddush has to be the Zman HaRei L'Suda. Which means that if the Gemara tells us you can be Mekadesh Mivod Yom, the Gemara also is teaching us you can be soed mibonyo, because that split, according to the Taz, would not work. To say, just make it ish, and you know what? Let's buy some time in order to go ahead and fulfill the chiyuv of suda. Can't be according to the Taz. So if the Gemara just simply says one word, hu mekadesh, that means mekadesh v'soed. Mekadesh v'soed, yeah, but ichlu hayom. But the suda has to be during the day of Shabbos. Ooh, so that's the Taz. So you see another incredible chiddush. that when you're mosif mechala kodesh, kfar halach mechala chovas yom, v'havi kalav v'macham amish. It's called ichlo hayom. The day is transformed. And if the day is transformed, so therefore, guess what? You can be soed, and you can ben shiv before shkia. And if the day is transformed, then if you're mekabel the kedushas yom of Shmini Atzeres, that's it. It's Shmini Atzeres, not Hoshana Rabbah. But if the day is transformed, Tav Tzadi Dalet, that's a challenge when it comes to Shavuos, because of the Taz's understanding that transformation of the day, by essence, cuts the Yimei HaSfira, and therefore that would lack that element of Tmimos Tihiyena. But perhaps all four Chidushim that Taz simply align in terms of what exactly is accomplished through the mitzvahs Tosefes. But that's a stunning Chidush that Taz writes, the capacity, not just simply to superimpose an Isra Malacha on the Yimei Achol, but in the most earnest sense of being Mosif Mechol HaKodesh, right, of transforming the day to the extent that now it's Shabbos, now it's Shmini Atzeres, now it is considered to be the Yontif of Shavuos. But admittedly, the Taz writes that this could be problematic if indeed the starting point is that literally, the mitzvah salayla lel seder require absolute seis. Going ahead and replicating the timing of, and not reliance on Tosefes. So therefore, as the Taz points out, that would simply explain why the Machaber writes that it's not enough just simply to be so it balayla, but to see to it that the Kiddush is after seis hakochavim as well. So fascinating possibilities in terms of understanding the mitzvah of Tosefes. We often commented that Tosefes, we assume, as Magen Avraham writes it, and there I say, even on Shabbos, one should be meticulous about this. Tosfos points out in Beis and Daf Lamed, the case we began with, Mutar Sheshogin Val Yomizid, it means that what? There were people that were careful about Yom Kippur, but not about Tosefes. Tosfos is bothered, the Lukiyev Shalitzamtsin, that what exactly do they do? They would like eat, they would turn the light on and off, on and off, on and off, until exactly when the day of Yom Kippur would begin. Obviously, they gave themselves a little bit of a safety net, but seemingly, Tosfos writes that safety net is not enough for the mitzvah of Tosefes. Tosefes must have a shear, Tosfos writes. The Baal HaTosfos say, well, I'm not sure what that shear is, but it's obviously something that has somewhat of a shear, because otherwise, how is it possible to be so meticulous about Yom Kippur and not to fulfill the mitzvah Tosefes? There is a ritva, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, where the ritva writes that you don't fulfill the mitzvah Tosefes just b'sheva tase, by sitting back and refraining from doing malacha, refraining on Yom Kippur from eating and drinking. Tosefes requires some type of asiya bekum v'sei, being mekabel kedusha seyam, tefillah, neiru, something more indeed is necessary. It could very well be that Tosus is against it. Tzipei Sefer Christ, the Poshur Shah, and Tosus, and Beitz, and Daf Lamed is against that Chiddush of the Ritzur Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tes. But Tosus writes that there is a shear too, beyond the safety net. It's something to bear in mind with the many times, the timing of Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv and various kilos is, you know, you're lucky if Minchas before Shkia, no? But mitzvah Tosefes, no? To make sure that indeed the Tosefes is fulfilled. And Tosfos writes beyond, and even to Makabel, the Kedusha Sayom Bepeh. When we daven on Yom Kippur, you know, and those who say Tefillah Zaka, no, Behinani Makabelai Kedusha Sayom HaKippurim. But we assume that Tosefes applies to Shabbos, to Yantiv as well, that there should be a Kabbalah, the Ritva writes, not just simply Shev Altase, refraining from, beyond what typically one would assume is considered to be the safety net, had there not been a mitzvah of Tosefes. It's always important to be Tima Or, that indeed should be the case. Even sometimes in the shuls, right, still the Shmon Esrei, you'll probably, hopefully, get in right well before Shkia, and then I would tell you to actively to be Makabel Shabbos, even if you're going to wait until the end of everything, it's already going to be after Shkia. So to be Makabel, the Kedusha Seyom of Shabbos on a regular basis. Shmir Shabbos writes, "Timakavdo the kedushas yom of Shabbos bebet." Right beyond the safety net, at Tosos comments that would have been necessary even had there not been a mitzvah of Tosefos. Right? That's the halacha. A little bit of the shkafa, the notion of being mosif mechol hakodesh, to see to it that, you know, the tamatz is b'fichim, avtir nachra pesach hafikom, to see to it that the kedusha seyom of Shabbos nyantif informs and transforms according to the taz, at the cases of chol. But the fascinating shitas and neshonim, the shitas of the Rambam regarding the mitzvah of kiddush, typically the Rambam shita, a notion of a mitzvah hakdisha. No, focus the Taz and the Marshal, the Taz in four places, the capacity that we have to transform the day through that vehicle of the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur Shabbos.